keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Four o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Wade with you as always, along with my co-host DJ CJ.
Hello.
Hello, CJ. It is Tuesday, June 18th, the last Tuesday of the spring. That's right. Next week is summer, and we're going to officially launch into a summer preview next week. But in the meantime, lots to cover on this week on this show. It started off with the tourist company, One Giant Leap, on Discorder Radio. Along with my co-host, as always, DJ CJ.
Hello, Radio Land. Hope you're enjoying sunshine, living it up.
Yeah.
Vancouver, BC.
It is a beautiful day outside. We're going to go out and get amongst it afterwards. But in the meantime, really happy to be here to be providing a great soundtrack for a great late spring day before we if we launch into summer this weekend.
True. If you're on the, in the car, on your patio, listen to us, welcome.
Yes.
Chill out.
101.9 FM if you're listening online live, and CITR.ca if you're listening on 101.9 FM. Yeah, that was the tourist company there from Vancouver. Jillian Levy, Taylor Swindells, Brendan Perry, and Jose Quezada, who are featured in a great little article written by Natalie Hoy in this month's copy of Discorder. Page 22 is where you can find that. Pick up Discorder all over town. Yeah, we have a great show lined up with lots of information about lots of great music that's happening over the next, over the next little while. But especially on this show, we're going to be talking specifically about some music happening in Vancouver over the next few days. We've got also the band The Unified. They've got a show coming up on Friday. We're going to get to an old interview with them later on in the show. We've got a album release party for Smash Boom Pow along with Girlfriends and Boyfriends. Speaking of Girlfriends and Boyfriends, a boyfriend of the show, well, more of a friend who's a boy, more of a man than a boy, Adam. Yes, Adam Fink is the drummer for Girlfriends and Boyfriends, also in the band Gang Signs. They were accompanying the act Young Liars, who had their album release party at the Fox Cabaret this past weekend. That was actually a CITR Presents as well. I did not get to go to the show. I heard great things about it, and giving a listen to the Young Liars, they sound awesome. So why don't we play a track from the Young Liars? This seems kind of fitting. This one is called Young Again from the Young Liars on the young portion of our show today. It's Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Openness was freedom, and we meant to celebrate. Soon we would notice our feet touched the floor. Yeah, we were much older.
Still, a memory of That's all they're gonna write. Whoa, now you never, never, ever sleep through the night. Whoa, waiting for hours to be covered in morning light.
American indie rock band Veruca Salt returns, performing together with all four original members for the first time since 1995, Tuesday, June 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests The Echo Friendly. Tickets available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit verucasalt.com.
The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st, 1,800 artists from all over the world, 300 concerts, 35 indoor and outdoor venues. Get ready for the best 12 days of music. The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st. Go to vanjazzfest.ca for details.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 1019, CITR.ca. Couple great tracks back to back. It was the Fox Cabaret recent album release party double shot there. Young Liars, who played this past Saturday with Gang Signs. And that was the track Young... It was a young track. Young Ones. Young Ones by Young Liars.
Young Again.
Young Again. Oh, but there's... Oh, funny. We're actually hilarious because later in the show, we're going to play a track called Young Ones.
Oh, true.
So there's definitely a youthful feeling to this show. You know, I guess because it's even though it's not quite summer, it feels like it is summer. So it's like it's the young part of the summer season, and we're all prepping up for the summer excitement.
True, it's where the young come out and party hard.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. All right. I guess so. There's lots of.
Wade just trailed off there, Radio Land. This is one of those rare moments.
I just stumbled. I was trying to follow up with your young reference, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old.
Well, Young Braze just performed at CITR.
This is true.
For Crimes and Treasons.
This is true.
We saw the man at Rifflandia last year, and he's great.
Nice. Well, we'll get to Young Ones later in the show, but yeah, we heard from Young Liars, Young Again. And the track we heard after that was Sunny Pompeii, who had an album release party back on June 5th when we were in Victoria for the NCRC conference.
True.
And
they played with the Weirdo and Nouveau Cliché.
Yes.
I know a guy from Weirdo. They're a really funky band.
Yeah, and they're also really they're really big community guys. They're into creating events to promote a better sense of community in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to some of them later in the show as well. Weirdo, by the way, not spelled like the way you'd think it's spelled. It's W-E-I-R-D apostrophe E-A-U-X, like the Francais version of Weirdo. Les Weirdo avec Sunny Pompeii et Nouveau Cliché. And Cliché's got a bit of that like French accent aigu thing going on too. All right, enough linguisticness. But
interestingly, just to mention quickly, Weirdo is performing again on Thursday, 8:30 at the Cobalt with Magmatic and Whiskas.
Wow, this Thursday?
Yes, at the Cobalt.
While we're trying to be topical here, is it possible to get some Weirdo up? This guy's DJ CJ is a whiz. He's going to get us some Weirdo up momentarily. I also wanted to quickly acknowledge. What happened this past weekend with the car-free day on Main Street. CITR had a booth at Main and 30th. Thank you again to Rohit for setting it up. Thanks again to some of the bands that came to perform, including Class Act, as well as Beefy. They put on a show to a pretty surprisingly packed crowd there at the end of Main Street, Main and 30th, at the end of the day. We were happy to be a part of it as part of the car-free day, and it's great to see Vancouverites not only on Main Street, but on Commercial Drive, in Kitsilano, and on Denman, really representing that great spirit of community by hosting their own car-free days all over town. But we were really proud to be a part of the one on Main Street. There's another car-free day-esque event happening this Sunday on Broadway. It's called Greek Day. Broadway will be closed between Alma and McDonald. There will be some music, not bands you'd necessarily hear so much of on Discord or radio, but nonetheless will be a great community event. And while we're talking about great community guys like Weirdo, we thought it'd be good to mention that as well. So why don't we play a track from these guys right now? CJ, what do you have from Weirdo here?
We've got something off a recent release from theirs called Life Imbalance.
All right, well, let's...
And this is the track's called Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, let's get that going right about now on Discord Radio.
And Weirdo at the Cobalt Thursday. We'll be right back.
September the 11th.
Global terrorism. We've declared a war on terrorism, and that gives me, George W. Bush, the power to pretty much do whatever I want. So if I'm going to detain people in Guantanamo without charging them, I can do that. If I want to declare an American an enemy combatant and suspend civil liberties, I can do that.
Great track there on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Down the Rabbit Hole, W-H-O-L-E, by Weirdo, E-A-U-X, while we're into spelling things out here on Discorder Radio. What a great little mix there. It sounded like, from my standpoint, it sounded like a bit of a mix of like old school Chili Peppers with a bit of the easy side of Rage Against the Machine thrown in with the epic 1963 I Have a Dream speech with Dr. Martin Luther King.
Very true. And it just rings deep because of the bass line. It's very nice.
It was beautiful. And again, props to those guys, Weirdo. They opened for Sonny Pompeo, who we heard earlier in the show with their song Brother at the Fox Cabaret. And Weirdo is part of a group called the Kalama Collective, which are putting on lots of events around Vancouver, trying to bring together the music community, bring together the people in Vancouver. They're also part of the Booty Snacks show at the Waldorf, which was part of the Waldorf's reopening last month on the long weekend, Sunday, May 18th. So there you go. Weirdo, we heard from them. We are going to, and there was a bit of a funky vibe on that last track, so that's probably a good segue into this next segment we want to do. We want to talk about a band who is performing at a venue that is not really a standard Vancouver venue, but nonetheless, if you're a big fan of Juicy Burgers, you may be frequenting the venue for that purpose. Luke's, it's just called Luke's, Luke's Burger, was it just Luke's Burgers or
Luke's Corner Bar and Kitchen?
Thank you, CJ.
I know, because I live right by
it. Of course, just two blocks away. That's right. I've gone in there for many burgers before. It's delicious. But I guess they're going to set up a little stage so these guys can throw down this weekend. The band is The Unified, a real funky act who we had the pleasure of chatting with about 6 months ago or so here at Discord Radio. So
yep.
Why don't we play a little segment of that interview right now? We're going to learn a bit more about these guys into some music as part of the hype up for their show happening this Friday at Luke's Corner Bar and Kitchen. So this is In Conversation with The Unified from December. Live on Discord Radio.
Thank you, CJ.
The Unified, five amigos blending New Orleans soul with funky reggae and wrapping it up in anthems of love that even make wallflowers dance. That's according to your website. And we're going to hear some of their music live in studio in a little bit, but we're going to have a bit of a chat with these guys. Now, first of all, it says that you guys are experienced musicians that come from all over the globe. So where is all over the globe for you guys?
Well, basically, one of us lives downtown, one of us lives in UBC, and the other lives on the east side. And
that's pretty much the world right there.
That's how Vancouver sees himself sometimes, isn't it?
No, actually, there's some of us from Eastern Europe. I'm from Serbia originally.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Bogdan, how about yourself?
I'm from Romania.
Okay, and?
Well, I was born in Canada, but I lived in Los Angeles for 25 years, so I'm really an L.A. boy.
Right on. Bring a bit of California rock cred to these guys, huh?
Yeah, and just to add, Ron, our sax player, he's half German, half Russian, and Dewey is...
also from the Eastern Bloc somewhere.
That's right, half of it.
Okay.
So actually, we have a lot of Eastern European.
Yes.
My background is Eastern European, so...
Nice.
But don't worry, people, we're not into power polka, so...
Well, we'll maybe let the crowd make up their mind after you guys play a bit, okay. bit of your shtick here. And yeah, we're sorry that those guys couldn't join us. Dewey, I know as well, outside of the band, and he was been talking you guys up. So he's very proud of being part of the Unified. So.
As we all are. And if the listeners could see it right now, if he was here, you'd see a spectacle of him sitting on somebody's shoulders or lap while playing the bass, because it's a little tight.
It is a little tight. Although I heard that he's been kind of busy airing out his pink clothes after he had some kind of accident on Air Canada on his voyage back from Colombia. So
that's the story he's going with.
Yeah, he's got lots of stories, but we won't get into those right now. I want to hear some stories from you guys. So with this eclectic mix of global musicians, how did the Unified come together as a unified whole?
Well, a lot of drinking and beach surfing and hanging out, and it just really organically happened. I mean, we went to these sort of Burning Man events where they have these big live musician jams. It's very cool. All sorts of instruments, all sorts of people come, and we've found our way to each other, and we started making music, and really spontaneous, organic things started happening.
Was there a moment that you can recall where there was the spark went off, and you said, "Hey, you know, we should jam together"? Can you sort of set the scene for me if you can recall when and where that time was?
Basically, I played in a rock band with Bob many years ago, and we had a great time, made some great songs, and that project folded, and some time had passed, and we got into contact years later, and he said he was playing a new style of music, new style for us, meaning that outside of rock, and it was some funk reggae based, and I've never personally played any funk reggae before that. And
so how did you feel about this challenge of playing outside of your genre zone, so to speak?
It was very interesting because I have chemistry with Bob, and I was excited to do something new because I was getting sick of doing the same old. I wanted to step outside my comfort zone and try something different, and it worked out really well, and I think it was like that for all of us. We all brought something different flavors into the band, and together it worked, which is why we created the name The Unified, because we met from different places and came together.
Nice. It's a name that just makes sense.
Yes.
Now, we first, I guess, I mean, I heard about you through Dewey, but when the name Unified first became apparent to myself and CJ, it would have been around the time of Make Music Vancouver, which would have been this past summer.
Yep, June 21st.
First day of summer.
That's right.
There you go, in Gastown. When Gastown became this great free music party for everybody who was just out in the streets and enjoying some great music. So can you tell us a bit about that experience and sort of what has happened to the band in the subsequent 6 months?
The whole Make Music experience is absolutely amazing. I think the city needs much more of that. It brings musicians together. It brings the city together. There's a sense of togetherness and local pride, so to speak, for musicians and art lovers in general. we had very successful turnouts at both Make Music attendances, and it just solidifies that we come from an organic, true place of just love and good time, and people love that. It connects to our listeners, and it's a symbiotic relationship. They love it, we love it, and everyone's happy in a big group hug, so to speak.
Yes, there was a big group hug and so much more happening here live in studio. That was in conversation with The Unified about 6 months ago in preparation for their Backstage Lounge show. They were actually referencing a show that happened 6 months earlier at Make Music Vancouver, which is actually happening again next Wednesday on the streets of Gastown. Not sure if The Unified will be part of that or not. We're going to do our research on that and give you more information about it next Tuesday in our summer preview show. We're also going to come back after this next track and talk about some of the other music we didn't cover that's happening in for the rest of this week. But in the meantime, let's follow up this great interview with The Unified with some great music from The Unified. Are we going to play the track Seconds? Lovely. Let's do that. Coming up in a matter of seconds, it is this track, which is called Seconds. For their second go-round here on Discorder Radio, it's The Unified on CITR 101.9 FM.
Caution.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Seconds by Unified, who will be playing in exactly 72 hours. Actually, I was gonna try to do that. How many seconds is that? Make a really bad segue. All right. We're having some fun in the studio because Rohit is here. Rohit, the sponsorship coordinator for CITR, who did a fantastic job this past Sunday at Main Street Car Day, Car Free Day. Thank
car
you very much.
Car Free Day, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I did a fantastic job because of people like you, Wade, and you, CJ. Thank you guys for cheering me on when the weather was looking absolutely terrible. We had rain on rain on rain. Rain on Maine, and it looked like it was going to last all day. And thankfully, you guys were like, no, we got to keep up the good fight. We got to provide the good vibes. And as a result,
it was
I trooped on. Yeah, and it was a success. And the weather turned out great. We had a little crowd going on. We had some dancing at our end. We were literally at the end of the festival. So as people were walking out, we were trying to make them dance. Like, I would make a fool out of myself and go and dance a little bit. But, you know, CJ was playing some good tunes, so it was easy to groove out. And then I had some of my mates there, as you saw, Wade and CJ, and we had a little jam session, too. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Street performance, you know.
Earlier in the show, we mentioned your act, class act.
Ah, wow. Thank you.
Well, you guys were a class act. I was incredibly impressed with how you were taking requests from the audience about a topic, and then what's your buddy's name?
Connor.
Connor and Jordan, and then yeah. Liam on the bassoon.
So Connor is the freestyle rapper of the group. Yeah, he's been doing it for ages. So, I mean, it just started as something we did, like, where we'd use old songs, cover old songs, and just change the lyrics, like, and he'd make it funny. And then it ended up being something completely new now. We turned it up, so, yeah. It's
nice.
Fun time.
Yeah, awesome job. And, again, we're looking forward to more CITR tabling events, CITR out in the community. We're going to be at Catalano on July 13th.
Sure.
We're going to be at the Folk Fest July 20th.
Yep, both of those.
But yeah, it's what a great way to kick it off. It's going to be a great summer with lots of great CITR music. Thanks again for being a big mover and a shaker in that. Enough tooting our own horn. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's happening in Vancouver over this next week. Now, we're going to, hopefully this will be a bit of a regular segment. You know, you're here at CITR. I know you want to get more involved in the live music scene. So what should the people, the fine folks of Discord Radio, know about that's happening this week in terms of live music in Vancouver?
Yeah, this week we've got some really good acts coming up. So today, actually, you want to go to the Biltmore Cabaret where Ancients is playing. And they've also got special guests, Black Wizard and Skull Vultures. So that'll be pretty awesome for sure. And that you could do tonight if you got no plans. Tomorrow, Giraffe Aftermath, they're having their album release party with another band that I actually recognize. They're called Kutapira. They've done some busking on Granville. They're really awesome. They've got like this Afro-Caribbean vibe. And then this is at Fortune Sound, by the way. So you want to go to Fortune Sound tomorrow. That should be a really fun time. You get like a little bit of that reggae sublime vibe with Giraffe Aftermath. And yeah.
Nice. What's happening on Thursday night?
Thursday night, Public Animal along with Slow Learners and the rock band called Time. I like that one.
Very cool.
That name is cool. Yeah, they're playing at the Biltmore. So that's also worth checking out. At the Cobalt on the same night, Thursday night, June 19th, Whiskas, Magmatic, and Weirdo in the Noise Community. So all three will be at the Cobalt on Thursday.
And then we have a recommendation for Friday's show, aside, of course, from the Unified, who we just heard from, who's playing at Luke's Corner Bar and Restaurant, 14th and Granville.
Yeah, and that is the Royal We. They will be at the Media Club, so be sure to check them out on Friday.
Excellent. Lots of great live music happening in Van this week. Thanks so much, Rohit, for coming on in and sharing that with us. And we look forward to hearing more from you this summer about some of the great live events that you must, to get your Indie Music Vancouver fix, check out.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Lots of thank yous all around. We're such a gracious bunch here on Discord Radio. Okay, so we are going to play a track from a band that you talked about briefly that's playing this week. They are going to be at the Biltmore on Thursday along mm-hmm. with Public Animal.
Yep.
They are called Slow Learners, and this is a track called Habit. And you're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 119. Thanks again, Rohit, for coming on in.
Thank you.
Waking up. don't dwell on the past, got to be myself. Put you on your way. I'm gonna spend all my time on my own. I'm gonna find some happiness somewhere. Ooh, I'm gonna find some happiness somewhere.
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets. The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We heard a back-to-back songs that will be from bands playing this week that are playing back-to-back nights, whose tracks both start with the letter H. A bit of a stretch there, but that True. Was Habit by Slow Learners Thursday at the Biltmore.
Yes.
They are playing along with Public Animals. And Happiness by Giraffe Aftermath, who are playing Wednesday at Fortune Sound Club along with Kudapira and Red Eye. And again, just tons of great live music happening in Vancouver. Another show that's happening in Vancouver this Friday, which we didn't touch on so much when we had Rohit here, is happening this Friday at Remington's, a small little studio, 108 East Hastings in Vancouver. And we're going to see a great double bill. It's an album release party for the band Smash Boom Pow. And one of the opening acts is going to be Girlfriends and Boyfriends. Earlier mentioned Adam Fink of Gang Signs. Along with super secret special guests. And I have to admit, I'm not sure if that is actually the name of an act, or there really is going to be super special secret guests.
I mean, knowing all the people Adam knows, it could be a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, but right now it's a super secret. Shh. You got to come to check it out Friday night at Remington's. The door is at 8 o'clock, $10 to get in, 108 East Hastings in East Vancouver. So we are going to play a track from Smash Boom Pow right now. This is a track called A Girl, and hopefully I'll have some time afterwards to segue that right into some Girlfriends and Boyfriends. So here we go, Smash Boom Pow, turn it up. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
We're back on Discorder Radio. Smash Boom Pow, alldayboompow.com to find out more information about these guys. That was the track, A Girl.
It's a very, very good video, too.
Great video, great three-piece rock and roll band from Vancouver, and sounding a bit like, I'm maybe testing your music knowledge here, but sounding a bit like a band out of Leeds, England from the early 2000s called The Music, the band The Music. Had a couple of hits back in the early 2000s, a song called Take the Long Road and Walk It, and The People.
I should check that out.
Yeah. Very similar sound, but no discredit to how great they sounded and how great this Friday is sure to be at Remington's 108 East Hastings, their album release party. And the band opening for them, as mentioned earlier, is a band called Girlfriends and Boyfriends. And what more fitting way to close out our show, our young show, as we're young, as even though it's very, very, the spring is getting old and the summer is
Summer is still young.
The summer is very young. Summer's not even technically not even born yet. Summer technically isn't born.
It has been conceived.
It doesn't drop until Friday at like 1:21 in the afternoon or something strange like that. That's when it officially drops. Although funny enough, in Australia, they start their first day of the season on the first of the month. They can't be bothered to figure out if it's the 20th, 21st, or 22nd, how we kind of alternate here. The first day of summer is always between the 20th and 22nd. So if this was the month of December, I suppose it would have already been summer in Oz, but we're going on a bit of a tangent. Let's play some music now. Close out the show. Thanks so much to Rohit for joining us and his updated list of all the great live music. Be sure to check out Discorder Radio on Facebook, Twitter, for all the great music that's happening in Vancouver this week. CJ, once again, great job.
Thank you. And I just want to mention, if you want to hear the entire Unified interview, you can hear it on our SoundCloud page. That's soundcloud.com/discorderradio. do check it out.
There you go. The show is getting old, so let's end it with the young ones. This is Girlfriends and Boyfriends, who will be supporting Smash Boom Pow this Friday at the album release party at Remington's. For DJ CJ, it's Wade. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
And coming up next, The City with Andy Longhurst.
So hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing. Just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st, 1,800 artists from all over the world, 300 concerts, 35 indoor and outdoor venues. Get ready for the best 12 days of music. The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 20th to July 1st. Go to vanjazzfest.ca for details.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.